You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every week, we look for great stories about people and their money and the moments that changed their lives or made them embrace a new normal. This week, a comedian explains how he learned to stop worrying and embrace his credit card debt.
My name is Andy Kindler, and I'm a stand-up comedian slash actor slash writer slash producer. I made up that last title, but let's go with that anyway. I have had problems with money my entire life. When I graduated from college, I drove cross-country in a Ford Country Squire station wagon. When I got out to the West Coast, I had there were problems with the car. I needed new tires, first of all. That's how they get you in. So I went to the Firestone, and, you know, unlike today, people didn't trust auto mechanics so much. Back in those days, we knew nothing, and they would often show you a piece of your car, and they'd say, "You see that?" And I'd say, "Yeah, you see that? A little ridge?" And I'd go, "That's good? No, that's bad." So how was I supposed to know? I had no money. I had nothing. Zip. So I had to go for credit. And back then, I couldn't call up Mr. Visa or Bobby American Express. But Firestone had their own. They were happy to extend me credit. And they said, free financing. You won't have to pay anything to get out of here. I, all of a sudden, developed many problems with my car. I had change tires on it immediately. And then, you know what? Maybe there's something wrong with my transmission, they said. Quickly, I had run up $5,000 on my Firestone card, which made the other credit card companies very excited and said, "You look like the kind of person who we're looking for." And that's how I started to get other credit cards. And that's when the really foolish purchases began. I thought you could put things on this plastic card and everything would be fine and there would be no repercussions. And so my philosophy then, which I thought was brilliant, was you pay the minimum amount on these cards. This is how they don't get you. You know, a lot of people pay them off early. I say pay the minimum. In those days, you could pay $12 on $15,000. Now they've tightened up on that. The consequences were that I'd run up my cards to $30,000. $30,000 in debt. But I have gone through a seesaw effect on my credit, up to 80,000 it was up to once. Now it's down in that $28,000 range. What I suggest to people, if you're in debt, is to have a brother who's an investment banker. And that is what I ended up doing. I got more comfortable with the not knowing what's going to happen type thing. I mean, sure, we'd all like to have a Roth IRA. Or even a non-Jewish form of IRA. I still feel like you have to deficit finance your career. You know, what company doesn't invest at tremendously high interest rates?
Andy Kindler is a comedian based in Los Angeles. He's at the Just for Laughs Festival in Toronto this coming week. You can find him at andykindler.com.